Did you hear the incredible news coming out of China? They've officially launched the world's first wind-powered underwater data center, and it's honestly a game changer for how we think about sustainable digital infrastructure.
It really is a significant milestone. You have to remember that traditional data centers are massive energy and water hogs, mostly because they rely on artificial cooling systems and fossil fuel-heavy power grids.
That's exactly why this new facility is so brilliant. It completely sidesteps those old problems by cleverly leveraging the ocean's natural properties alongside clean, renewable energy.
And the real engineering breakthrough here is the passive seawater cooling system.
Right. Instead of pumping air or freshwater through complex loops, they've sealed the server modules in incredibly tough, corrosion-proof containers. They use heat exchangers to just pull that thermal energy straight out and transfer it directly into the surrounding ocean.
Precisely. Because seawater stays at a remarkably stable temperature year-round, the entire facility completely eliminates the need for those energy-intensive air conditioning and water cooling loops.
Which means a massive drop in electricity consumption. Almost all the available power can finally go straight to actual computing tasks instead of just keeping the servers from overheating.
And to keep those servers running, the facility is powered by a fully integrated offshore wind farm.
It's such a smart design choice. By placing the data center right in the same geographic zone as the wind turbines, the whole operation runs on 100% renewable energy.
That direct integration is key. It creates a self-sustaining energy loop that drastically cuts down on transmission losses and completely removes the facility's dependence on carbon-heavy terrestrial grids.
I love how scalable it is, too. They launched with a solid 24 megawatt capacity, but it's built on a completely modular architecture.
Exactly. As demand spikes, they can just deploy additional server blocks. It allows for seamless scaling without the massive headaches of new construction or overhauling existing power grids.
But let's be real, operating beneath the waves isn't exactly a walk in the park. You're dealing with crushing pressure, relentless saltwater corrosion, and extremely limited physical access.
You're right. Traditional maintenance protocols just wouldn't work down there, which is why the entire facility relies on fully autonomous systems.
It's almost like science fiction. Robotic submersibles and advanced remote diagnostic tools are constantly monitoring hardware health, performing repairs, and swapping out faulty components on their own.
That level of automation is crucial. It completely eliminates the need for human divers, which significantly boosts safety while cutting the steep operational costs that usually make underwater projects financially unviable.
You know what I find most inspiring about all of this? Sustainable computing doesn't always require us to invent brand new technology from scratch. Sometimes it's just about reimagining where and how we deploy the tools we already have.
That's a very fair point. While underwater facilities won't completely replace land-based centers, they do offer a highly efficient, carbon-neutral alternative, especially for regions facing high computational demand but limited freshwater or terrestrial resources.
Absolutely. As AI, cloud computing, and real-time data processing continue to explode, this model shows us a truly viable path to decouple our digital growth from carbon emissions and resource depletion.
Ultimately, by combining offshore wind generation with natural ocean cooling, this project proves that the ocean is a practical, forward-looking frontier for the next generation of green computing infrastructure.